Iti winyo pira bungwe nono tona dek. LBS Radio. Newsbeat. It's LBS News. Welcome to the English Newscast on 90.3. LBS Radio.
Good afternoon, listener. You are welcome to the English News on 90.3 LBS Radio. I'm Lucy Laitakoho, and first are the headlines. Lira's USMID project extended for additional 6 months. Parliament elects 9 representatives to the East African Legislative Assembly. Death toll rises as storm strengthens. The news in detail. The government has donated 100 million to Kumam Cultural Heritage to support its activities and plans. The donation was received by the chairperson of the General Assembly, Kumam Cultural Heritage, George William Omuge, and disclosed to him yesterday during the General Assembly held at Kabera Maido Hotel. The Assembly was planning for the enthronement of Kumam cultural leader Won Ateker Mekumam Raphael Otaya. The donation was initially meant to facilitate the election of Won Ateker Papa Mekumam in July, but now it has come at a time the Assembly is organizing for an installation ceremony. Omuge said the 100 million will now be used for enthronement. He, however, disclosed that the Assembly has sent a budget request to the Office of the President but appealed for more financial support from government and the Kumam community ahead of the installation. The date has not yet been set. Authorities of Lira City have further extended the Uganda Support to Municipal Infrastructure Development USMID contract for an additional 6 months. The same extension was given to Apache and Moroto municipalities where the contract period has extended but work is not complete. The extension in Lira follows the 45 days extension which was given in August shortly at the end of the contract period in July. The 37.7 billion contract that was awarded to Al Nuami Group and Abubakar Technical Services ended after 15 months with only 41% work done. Sam Atul, Lira City Mayor, said the 6 months and 19 days will help the contractor deliver the work within the time frame extended. Atul said this extension will be tagged on particular milestones and the contractor will be accountable if it is not met. Tony Ogwang, the deputy town clerk, Apache Municipal Council, said they are implementing a project of 1.6 kilometer road at 16.2 billion shillings that was meant to take 15 months, but they have not yet achieved anything. Ogwang said the slow work in Apache is due to poor equipment that keep breaking down time and again, therefore affecting work schedules. Joseph Paddy, Commissioner at the Ministry of Lands, Housing and Urban Development, acknowledges the slow progress of work, attributing it to the delay in mobilization, transfer of utility equipment such as water pipes, electricity, poles, among others. From 31st of August, the contract work for Lira City was at 41%, while for Apache Municipality is at 41.7%. The construction work in Lira City includes Obankene Road with 0.18 kilometers, Notaber with 0.251 kilometers, Aber with 0.204 kilometers, Olwal Road with 0.534 kilometers, Uhuru Road with 0.3 kilometers, and Boundary Road with 2.177 kilometers. Completion of Coronation Park and construction of the Children's Park at Adel Division in Lira City West Division. 9 Ugandan representatives have been voted to the East African Legislative Assembly, EALA. They include Rose Akol, NRM, Dennis Namara of NRM, James Kakoza, NRM, Stephen George Odon, NRM, and Paul Musamali of NRM. Others are Veronica Babire Kadogo, Independent, Mary Mujenyi, NRM, Jacqueline Amongin, Independent, and Gerald Siranda of DP. Lawmakers elected the finalists during a tight day's exercise yesterday at Parliament following last week's nomination of the 28 candidates. There are 529 legislators in the 11th Parliament, with more than 330 of these belonging to the NRM party. 109 are opposition and the rest are independents. A total of 478 MPs voted for the East African Legislative Assembly representatives, 6 did not, while 11 were invalid. Anita Among, the Speaker of Parliament, urged the winners to base their work on universality. Yesterday's election exercise started at 10 a.m. with campaigns which were followed by the voting process that ended at about 6:30 p.m. before the Speaker Among recalled the House to give the final result at about 6:55 p.m. You are listening to the news on LBS Radio 90.3, located in Dokolo Town along Kabaramaido Road. In foreign news, a huge search and rescue effort is continuing in Florida in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, which cut a swath of destruction across the U.S. state. At least 10 people have died in the state, but officials fear the confirmed toll could rise considerably. Joe Biden has warned the Category 1 storm could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history, with a substantial loss of life. Ian is now moving inland and heading towards North and South Carolina. A blackout is still affecting some 2.2 million Florida homes and businesses. The flood waters have been so severe they have trapped some people in their homes, officials said, with the National Guard going door to door in the city of Orlando to rescue those stranded. As we end the news, listener, let's have a recap of the headlines. Lira's USMID project extended for additional 6 months. Parliament elects 9 representatives to the East African Legislative Assembly. And finally, death toll rises as storm strengthens. We have come to the end of our English news this afternoon, listener. Stay tuned to LBS Radio.
That was the English newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.